I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down.
Hi everybody, I'm DJ Cola. I'm joined with
DJ Big Mac
and DJ Pepper.
And we got we are all food.
Yep.
Wait, what did he say? I couldn't
hear. DJ Pepper. Well, he's not food. He's a
Pepper
seasoning.
Is a food.
Is pepper
where
food?
I work, we cook peppers.
Oh. Yeah, I was thinking like the like salt and pepper.
Oh, is that what you're going for, or are you going for like bell pepper?
Yeah, I never asked.
I was going for like a bell pepper.
Huh, I always assumed it was like the seasoning.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. You learn something new every day. We got DJ Pepper, as in bell pepper.
And we got DJ Big Mac.
And for those of you who don't know, we are live on Clubhouse Radio. Do you remember it?
On 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting to Catskill, Acre, and Hudson.
Boom. He still got it. So we're going to be right back with a few tier lists and a lot of fun right after She Had Me at Heads Carolina. This is DJ Pepper's Choice. So everybody, have a good jam.
California, maybe. she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen, no. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina.
Hello everybody, welcome back. We're gonna start off with some
tier lists
at first, and then we'll probably hop into some would you rather, and we got some events we would like to say,
and then maybe in between we'll listen to some songs.
That sounds like a great plan, DJ Big Man.
Yeah,
for those
DJ Big
who
Man.
Are unfamiliar with our game, we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live
to 90.7 FM WGXC to Catskill, Aper, and Hudson.
If you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and community, and Green and Columbia counties in the surrounding area.
And money! One time I had a mouse, a computer mouse, that had one of those side buttons, and if you just kept on clicking it, it sounded like Mr. Krabs walking.
Heads up, do not drink all soda. Everything's fine in moderation. You can have a nice crisp Pepsi every now and then, but make sure you're drinking some water and maybe some electrolytes, get some Gatorade. You feel me? But without further ado, we're going to start it off with some
root beer.
Root beer, no! I think root
beers. Root beer is going to be an S tier for me.
I would say,
I think I have to agree.
If not an A tier, top of A tier, no matter.
Honestly, I would have to say C.
C tier is crazy.
Yeah. So C tier?
I really don't like root beer.
The thing is,
the door's that way, if you could leave,
please. Root beer is kind of goated, you feel me?
Yeah. Why did you open the door? It was locked.
I left it open.
Howdy.
Lock it.
Yo, root beer, what's your opinion on root beer? Root beer, what's your opinion on it?
He hates it.
The door's
so,
that way.
We got it.
So what tier would it be?
Tier?
We're doing tier list.
I don't hate it. I put it at
tiers. So we got a D and a C tier, both two S's. So what do you say? We even it out with an A?
No.
All right.
Top of B tier.
B tier, the thing about it, it's got no caffeine.
No caffeine.
That's
just the best. And then should we do the same thing for A and W?
Yeah, we're just going to include all sodas. You know, everybody is like a diehard fan for their favorite root beer. Some people like, I have no clue.
Do we have cherry Pepsi over there?
Oh, yes, we got cherry.
Now, that would be an A tier for me.
I can agree.
I would say a solid low S tier or top of A.
Yo, what?
Tier? All right. And for those of you who don't know what a tier list is, think of school. Think of grading things. The lower grade you get, if you get an F, it's not good. And on top of A, think of it as an A+. We got S.
So think of an A++, how you take a red marker on a test.
Yeah.
And try and trick your parents into thinking you got a really, really good grade. That's kind of what S tier is.
Exactly. Could not have said it better myself. What about regular Pepsi? We put in it higher than cherry?
No, Pepsi's about
the same level.
Yeah, I'll say about the same level.
S tier.
I would say the lowest F.
Oof.
What?
See, this hurts my soul because I'm also gonna have to say S tier. But if we even it out, what did you say, DJ Pepper?
I would say F.
You're the only one here that's not a food.
That's true.
What is it?
Or a beverage.
Well then, pick. Let's see. You want a new DJ name?
No. Each time. So now we got vanilla cherry Coke. I think.
I haven't tried it.
It's banging.
I gotta give it S tier first.
If it's vanilla though, vanilla's amazing.
For real?
I'm gonna have to say it's probably gonna be an S tier for me.
Yeah.
If I have it.
We got S tier, A tier. What about you, DJ Peppa?
I would say A tier, yeah. Alright. I haven't tried it, so I don't know, but vanilla's pretty good though.
Now that we put all the Pepsis in A tier, do we wanna rank any of them higher? Is there any vanilla Pepsi?
I would have to say cherry.
Giggity giggity goo goo. Giggity giggity goo. If you know it, you know it.
Oh my god.
Did you say vanilla cherry or just cherry?
I would say just cherry. Just cherry all the way up.
Alright, what about you, DJ Rome?
The cherry one or the vanilla one?
I think that's fair. It's the original. So we gotta put
OG
it here.
Yeah.
Alright. Next is Dr. Pepper.
S tier. On top of S tier, no matter what.
S tier. Nothing else to say.
You say anything else, I will.
If DJ Pepper.
I'll say below S tier. I said below S tier.
Come on. Nope, you gotta leave.
DJ Big Mac is... Oh, I thought DJ Big Mac was leaving, but he's dragging DJ Pepper out of here. Bro is slick with it.
Out of my spot.
You're giggity giggity goo goo, man.
That's crazy.
Alright.
I don't even know what this is.
What is it? What's it called?
I can't tell.
Open in a different tab.
Cover.
Open image.
Or is that like another?
Open in reading mode. Open in reading mode right there. Oh, never mind, it won't work. I thought reading mode was like a different type.
It's alright, we can just put that.
Diet Pepsi is amazing because it has zero sugar.
I'm gonna say
mostly.
Much caffeine, like me personally, I would have to say below F tier.
Oh, it's crazy.
F minus.
So I would see, out of all the diet sodas, Pepsi's got one.
I'm actually diet on a good day or on a bad day. If I can have both, I'll have diet Pepsi. That's it.
But Diet Coke, on the other hand.
Diet Coke is good too.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I'm gonna have a diet, so I'm gonna have Diet Coke.
For sure.
Diet Coke.
For sure.
Coke and Pepsi.
Coca-Cola is better though, in my opinion.
Yeah,
For sure, Coca-Cola has more flavor.
Now we got orange sodas.
C-tier, some of us were in an S, some of us were in a low S, right
in the middle. Coke.
I think that gives the average chance.
Diet Coke is in between.
I'm sorry, why am I hearing music?
Me personally,
on this
I think
side?
We should put it at D-tier.
I'm hearing music. Yeah, we're on.
Oh, well, I can't even hear myself into the headphones.
You shouldn't.
Oh, I didn't
know. Yeah. Oh, the Clash Royale tier list. So we
but
got.
Not gonna lie,
all orange soda tastes the same.
I'm gonna be honest, Fanta's top tier though, because I've had it my entire life.
Fanta, I'll say below A. Below, no. Like,
orange soda tastes the same?
Not above A, not below A, so like A.
Sunkist has caffeine.
Does it? They
all
have caffeine.
No.
Put all the
Sunkist is gonna have to go a higher tier because I'm a caffeine addict.
Do we have any monsters in here?
I can't have caffeine.
Do we have any monsters in here?
Oh no, but we have a bunch of Mountain Dew.
I want monsters.
There's a reason why I can't have caffeine.
Mountain Dew.
I have
nasty
kidney problems. I only have one kidney, so
Mountain Dew's nasty. I want monster.
Okay, you just cursed.
Damn, it's not that bad. I could be saying, like, the Hoover Dam.
So, orange soda. How we doing?
Orange soda?
Crush and Fanta.
I'll say A tier.
No, I can't put any A tier.
It's an A tier.
Nah, if I sneeze with my eyes open, that'd be my nose crazy. Yo, so I gotta put
that's
that
a crazy, right?
I'll have to put that at B tier, I'm sorry.
I'm also B tier, so, like, we could put one B tier. Which one's better, Crush or Fanta?
Fanta. Nothing's being crushed, I'm sorry.
Fanta.
I mean, a fantastic crush. Wow, I love it.
Now we got Mountain Dew.
The original? Yeah. OG? S tier.
S tier, it's...
Actually, I want that A tier. Because the one I really like...
I don't think it's as good as Dr. Pepper.
No. It's not as good as Dr. Pepper, but it's right in between Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
I really think it's
that
A tier.
I don't like
A-tier.
Dr. Pepper either.
Because,
not Dr.
Well,
Pepper.
I mean, like, Mountain Dew has been out for so long.
It's closest to anything you drink on here, too. And that was before.
That's
no
problem.
Like,
oh,
see,
yeah, most, you know,
definitely.
I like the Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Oh, should we just get that one?
I
like the Baja Blast.
I yelled at DJ Cola before this even started.
Why?
Because he needed Baja Blast to be S tier.
For sure.
Yeah, it's facts.
I would have committed toilet arson.
Yeah, I like the song.
What is toilet arson?
Do not make me explain what I did.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I don't even care.
Alright.
7 Up?
It's just not as good as James.
It's not even anywhere near as good. It's also a Sprite based.
Don't mind me.
I think it's got a good here, honestly.
Honestly, don't mind me.
7 Up is not that bad. I'm gonna go C tier, top of C tier. If not, low B.
Yeah.
Right. Don't mind me, I'm just dancing. I like the song.
Three foods, ranking drinks, and then some dude just dancing. I like this job.
We gotta do some football. The season just started, man.
I'm telling you, Bills are gonna win this.
No. I'm Steelers, so I can't put the Bills on it. I gotta put at least.
The Steelers for sure are gonna win.
By us.
Who got 6 Super Bowls again? Who has 6?
50-6. Again.
It was 31-17.
That's still horrid.
If we say worse than 50.
That's still a homicide. Beef right here.
Hey.
DJ Beef.
That's still a homicide.
Hey. How many
Super DJ Big Mac,
huh?
Calm down.
I'm sorry. How much longer have you been? How much longer has your team been in the NFL?
0.
1-6 at least.
By 20 years.
No. 2009. That was not 20 years.
What?
It was not 20. No.
Girls, stop bickering.
Girls? Who you calling a girl? I sound like a grown man. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. DJ Cola, you think you can settle this real quick by looking up when the Steelers started playing in the NFL?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm gonna abort this arm.
What?
You gotta put AR mode.
Party bumpkin.
It says it right there. 1933. Not such a bills.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead and say. And y'all lose to the Chiefs every year. I noticed that.
1970,
so what?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this. Josh Allen isn't on his knees for the refs.
Like I said, every year, y'all lose to the Chiefs, so it don't matter.
And so do you.
We don't play the Chiefs. We play against the Ravens.
See, I know nothing about
football. I know. I understand.
Competitive football. I like playing it, but I don't be watching it.
You don't understand.
Those guys are your own. Came into the Super Bowl for once. Out of ever.
You make the playoffs every year. When's the last time?
Y'all just made it. Obviously.
But yeah, when yeah, I haven't made it. Well, yeah, I have made it, but not for the past 10 and keep going on years. Have y'all? No, I don't think so.
We have been in the playoffs more than you have.
So,
my bad.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's
not true.
I see you guys disagree with on this. That's your opinion. I'm not
with
you.
Trash.
Oh, I think it's okay.
Trash. Trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
Oh, well.
It's pretty good. I have to agree with DJ Gola, but not better than Dr. Pepper.
I'm trash.
What would you
FT, I'm sorry.
I just DJ
Pepper. I just don't like it.
Me personally, I would put it at A, not above A, not below A.
Six Super Bowls, by the way. Six Super Bowls, by the way.
That's a B.
I'm saying, yeah, I do have a better team, though.
All right, DJ Pepper is going to hop off. And everything.
You hopping off? All right. What you talk about?
Oh, Starry? Starry?
Starry? It's like another thing of Sprite.
It's
still banging, though.
Starry is banging.
I can still have a Starry if I want it. I'll put that as B tier, probably.
I'll put it at an A tier.
I'll put it at B at top. So, put it at C's. So, it's like basically half. All right, that works. Hey, I see that. What's Sprite, though. That Sprite. Putting that A tier.
Is it the McDonald's Sprite?
It could be any Sprite. If it's
No. McDonald's Sprite is just different.
So is Wendy's Sprite,
so,
too.
Wendy's Sprite is nice. So, what are we saying? There we go. This is a much better setup.
Indubitably. I don't even know what Mountain Dew this is.
Let me see. That's a lemonade one.
Never had it.
I don't like it.
It's not good.
Alright. That's not a good
one. Yo, can you scooch over to that seat?
I ain't go over there. I'm not moving.
I don't have enough cord.
That's facts.
No, you're gonna move over.
Could you? You're gonna move over whether you like it or not.
Hey, no.
Who are you talking to?
I am double your weight. I will slam you into the wall, bud.
Double my weight. I don't matter.
No, you won't.
I'm sorry.
I'll switch cheese.
We got some beef right now, real quick.
I'll switch cheese.
Excuse us, I'm gonna mute our two mics while DJ Cola continues.
They can hear you.
Alright.
And then there was two.
So how about that? Be settled.
First it started with football.
And then it
snowballed on.
And then it snowballed to almost a fight.
Nah, I wouldn't have let that happen. See, some nice friendly discourse I like playing on radio. I like that vibe. But if things really got too serious, I would have.
But you got all.
So we're chilling. Squirt.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a Sprite. It's like a whip Sprite, I am thinking here.
All Sprites are pretty good, though.
I haven't had any of them in years. It's up to you.
So, well, first things first, purple.
A tier.
Code blue.
Or whatever. What is that? Code blue.
Oh, shit.
And now that they're gone... I'm putting Mountain Dew. No, don't worry. They can still hear you. Talk.
No. The headphones. It came unplugged, I think.
No.
Oh,
out because I'm not playing. What happened? Oh, no.
We're still live, though.
The wire came out.
Unfortunate. Okay. We'll take care of that.
I have
later.
Money. That's why I work. All right, let's head back over to what we were saying. What were we saying?
Heck if I know. We were just talking about all the Mountain Dew.
Okay, what is that one?
This one?
No, that one.
We're just going to do it in
the blue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the shark one. Oh, that's an S tier.
S tier?
S tier.
Since they're gone, I'm putting Code Red in S tier.
Make sure the Mountain Dews are not as good as Dr. Pepper. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
But Dr. Pepper is the holy grail.
Dr. Pepper is the holy grail.
The Dr. pink Pepper. One right there, that one's a D tier.
Got you.
Low D. Orange, high D. Because I like Sunny D. And then Sunkissed is going to have to be an A tier for me.
All right. We'll
top of A tier. Better than Fanta because of the caffeine.
Oh, that's true. If it's got caffeine, it is better.
And then that pink, I would have to say B tier.
Well, look at that. We got that tier list done. And now we're going to go into some music because I'm sure you guys can only listen to us gap for some extended periods at a time.
And I hope you guys don't throw a chair through a window of some sort if you're listening at home, or drive yourself off into the ditch.
I hope you guys don't do that, period.
I hope you – listen, throwing a chair through a window is negotiable, but driving into a ditch is not, because this song is going to – let's just say it's going to worry some of you guys.
Which one are we doing? I'll let you pick.
Well, it's a song that's currently playing, gotcha. And we're going to restart it.
We're going to go right into that, and we'll be right back.
All right. And don't forget, 90.7 FM WGXC, Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting the Catskill, Acre, and Hudson.
Said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and its ache I still remember. Change your number, 'cause I need.
kid. I'd kill for you. I could go on and on like this. I love your teeth. I love your laugh. It could cure disease. I could go on and on like that. Someone stop me. I'll go on and on and on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and community, and Green and Columbia County, and the surrounding areas. Today, we have a nice, chill show. DJ Big Mac is gonna join me in a second when he's done eating his ice cream. No food in the radio room. I gotta make sure these kids abide by their rules. Since we're all focused about community, and my lovely friends have stepped out for a second, we're gonna talk about some community events. So earlier today, the cutting of the ribbons for the Catskill Movie Theater has just happened. So now we finally got a movie theater again. Finally got something to do, so that's pretty nice. It's nice to have it up and running again after so many years of not having it too, so that's super cool. There's a movie playing right now, if I'm not mistaken, so if you know anybody who's sitting there chilling, make sure to tell them that we hope you had a good time, you know, because that's what community is all about. It's just wishing the best for each other. And I always like to say, if you know somebody who's part of the community, that means you're part of the community too. And that's why it's so cool. We also got the Catskill Food Pantry that is open every Friday. Unfortunately, it just ended a little bit ago, but you can always go to next week. And that is 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. One more time, every 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. The food is 100% free, and we get some pretty good stuff sometimes too. This week, we got a lot of mushrooms. It's always the most random stuff they have, but pretty good stuff. It's kind of like taking a lottery ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. And we also have the 2025 Caro Bears Auction. That is going to be September 20th, noon to 4 p.m. at the Old Factory Brewing Co. at 628 Main Street in Caro. It does cost money to go there, mainly from the buffet and the auctioning.
So I'm just trying to putting that out there that if you're not in the best financial situation, you might want to sit that one out. I know for these bears and cats, they can go for a lot of money sometimes. And it's pretty cool if you got the income for it. It's pretty neat. But for a porcelain bear, I'm not about to pay $2,000. I'd rather get me some music equipment, a nice amp, a nice guitar with that money personally. So that's it for all the community events. We were doing some tier lists. So I guess we will continue with that today. Nice chill show. We just got done doing a soda tier list. And if you don't know what a tier list is, it's where we rank certain things. Think of grading things in school. If you get an A tier, that's like an A, which means you passed. You did really good, like at least 92%. But if you got F, that's obviously failing. And if you rank something F, that means you do not want it, you don't like it, get it out of here. So yeah, we're about to go in. He's back. We got DJ Rome.
What are we doing here?
We're gonna do a music tier list, but if you want, we could do a team tier list for football.
Bet, please.
I bet.
Look, I'm a... None you can really say. I'm a football... I'm a Steelers fan, so if I rank it as a... Never mind. That's Hall of Famers.
Oh.
That's Hall of Fame.
Every game?
All right, where are we going
to
start
now,
off?
Now, to me, honestly, these all look like the same game.
They've been all the same games. So, where's starting up first? I had an arcade, I wasn't born in that time, but if I had to choose, I have played all these Madden's.
All of these?
Because my
I see, you brother's see.
Keeping stock and everything. But the Madden Arcade, I'll put that as, like, a good. I'll put that as good.
All right. And we don't got A tier this time. This tier list has...
It's greatest Madden.
Greatest, ever. Amazing, great, good, decent, okay, below average, bad,
trash. Worst Madden ever.
So we're going to
continue.
Madden
06. Bad.
Bad?
Yeah.
Damn, that's unfortunate. That's the year I was born.
My fault.
No, you chilling.
Madden 98, worst Madden.
Boom. It did not have the tech. Too old.
Madden 17.
One of the greats, I got you.
Madden
4,
that game is the worst Madden ever. Madden 10, I'm going to have to put that great.
Madden 10, that's when the technology started to get good. So I feel you.
Madden 11, I'll put it okay. Like I said, I wasn't born these times, but I played all these. Madden 12, I like Madden 12. Madden 12 was okay. Madden 15.
Gotcha. Now, is there a reason Madden 10 is better than the modern ones? 15, 11, and 12?
Well, Madden 10 had Ultimate Team. First started as Ultimate Team. He had great moves. One of the greatest. And you had Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best wide receivers, and you had all the good teams. And you had a good time to cover. That was actually a Super Bowl matchup. Steelers versus Cardinals. Steelers actually won. What it was. But yeah.
Good reasoning right there.
Patrick.
I almost saw this 19. But you're right.
Amazing.
Amazing. That's the first of its kind.
Amazing. Madden.
2023? No, 2003. Trash, you said?
Yeah. I play the Madden's that have covers like these. Not like one of those. Madden 04, below average.
Below average.
Madden 20, greatest Madden. I'm sorry. I gotta break it to you.
Boom.
Best Madden.
We got the GOAT right here of Madden.
Whoa. Patrick Mahomes, not the GOAT. Tom
no, I'm just talking about the games.
Oh, yeah.
Not the
say,
players.
Tom Brady, Tom Brady, GOAT. Madden
64. 64 is ancient.
Madden 08, good game, so I put it at good.
Gotcha.
909, I put it at bingo average. 13? I put it at decent. Wasn't like the worst, it wasn't the best.
First decent ranking. Look at that.
17. Pretty good. And that was like. Okay, Madden 19? Amazing.
I already knew by that reaction he was going to put it high.
Why?
He went, ooh!
Madden 19 was really like that. That. Like, worst Madden ever. I gotta go to ones like current. I gotta go to ones like here.
We can skip right ahead.
Madden 21, greatest Madden ever, too. I guess I was like.
That's when it started getting good.
Madden 16, right there.
Amazing. All the modern ones seem to be pretty good.
Madden 22. That was. It was good. Wasn't the best. Madden 19 still. I think that's like mobile, I believe. That's probably mobile. I played.
Mobile. They got mobile version of everything.
It was below average.
Yeah, mobile, the controls are wonky 9 times out of 10 with these types of games. This one?
No.
Gotcha.
No, that's 23. Low key, Madden 23. Trash.
Why do you say that?
I didn't like the controls. It was weird. I wasn't really used to it. Spent too much money on it just to not play it as much. I was always on 2K.
So I feel you. 2K just outshined it that year.
I love 2K.
Alright. So DJ Rome.
25 and 25 okay.
Has to dip on us. He left with the finaling words, his final closing words, that 25, it's just okay. So that just shows that newer isn't always better. We hope you have a good day, DJ Rome. So now that he's gone, it's just you and me. I hope you're having a good day. I haven't talked to you yet. How are you guys doing? You're probably in the car since this is radio and all. You could be at home in one of those home radios, but 9 times out of 10, you're listening to radio in the car. I hope you're having a nice relaxing ride. I hope nobody's cutting you off. And this is personal now. Make sure to use your turn signals, guys. That's just a pet peeve of mine. So, for my sake, I'm being selfish and asking you guys to use your turn signals. Not even being selfish, I'm just trying to keep you guys safe. So now that we ranked some Madden games, I think it's time to go back into some music. Hope you guys have been enjoying the background music today. We got a lot of nice Nintendo stuff. Hopefully they don't sue me. They have a history of that. There was this Pokemon copy game on Roblox, and Nintendo themselves took it down. They are fiends when it comes to suing people, so hopefully we're safe. I'm the little guys, they don't care about me. So yeah, without further ado, we're gonna go into Budapest by George Erza.
Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
of you. Ooh, ooh, I divided. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. Friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Now I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tale. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young. So let's set the world on fire. the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. If you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about recovery, youth, and community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we had some youth on the show earlier, but everybody's dipped. Everybody's going home. It's a school day tomorrow, but I forgot it's Saturday. I've been up for a long time, guys. Got up around 6 a.m., and I'm tired. I'm checked out. But enough about me. How are you all doing? I hope you're having a good day. I hope everything is going well. And if it's not, I hope you're able to learn something from it. With wisdom comes happiness. So today, we did some tier lists. We did a little bit of Would You Rathers. So I thought it was only appropriate to end with a few words of the day. Usually I only do one, but the last few shows I've been forgetting to put the word of the day out for you guys. So we're gonna do a few to make up for it, because that's the vibe I'm feeling right now. It's late. And now, since summer is ending, it's getting dark out a lot earlier. So, I'm a lot more tired than I usually would be at this point in the day. I have a feeling I'm not the only one. That's the vibe that I've got from Clubhouse today. At least from the older staff. The kids are always full of energy. It's crazy having to make sure they don't do stupid stuff, but I love it here. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Sorry guys, this is just taking me a second to pull this up, and here we go, we got it all ready. Which one should we do? Let's do this one. This one is a noun, and it is harmonia, an itchy sense of dread when life feels just a hint too peaceful, when everyone seems to get along suspiciously well. There's an eerie stillness that makes you want to brace for the inevitable collapse, or burn it down yourself. From harmony and paranoia. Pronounced harmonia. And for those of you who don't know where these words come from, they come from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. This work of literature is written by John Koenig, and these are some neologisms. If you don't know what neologism is, it's a made-up word for made-up words. That's the best way to describe it. And the most funny way, too. So let's go into another one here. Let's do this one. This one looks interesting. Valander. The ethereal feeling of looking down at the world through an airplane window. Able to catch a glimpse of far-flung places you've never seen in person. Free to let your mind wander, trying to imagine what they must feel like on the ground. The closest you'll ever get to an objective point of view. Latin, volare, to fly. Plus, solander, a book-shaped box for storing maps. Pronounced volander. Hi there. We have
it's
a guest.
DJ Big Mac.
As you see, the show has wind down. We're in the nice, relaxing area now. Era. Right. Put on the headphones, feel the vibe that I was creating here. It's a nice, peaceful stuff today. So, we're just about to end. We can do...
Let's do the, Clash Royale.
Alright, we're only gonna have time for one or two here. We need to do this next time we get DJ Big Mac.
But after the radio goes down, we're still gonna do this.
Oh, okay, I see how it is.
Alright, First things first.
What here is your favorite card? We can do...
Log!
We can do the highest S tier and then the lowest F tier. And then we're probably going to have to head out because it's approaching that time, unfortunately. Right,
and then we'll just shut down and keep going.
Log? I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that. Two elixirs.
Three musketeer. Nine elixir. For three crappy musketeers.
Yeah, it's only really valuable in elixir collector decks. And if you're using an elixir collector, you're already a despicable person. That is so true.
Hog Rider. He has good HP.
He's just a valid win condition.
He's fast. He has decent damage. He's really good. Fireball. Good.
Good. It can be countered. There's some golem. High HP troops.
Sneaky Golem
in the pocket. It's okay if you know how to use them. He's just kind of easy to take down. Even with all that HP.
He has so much HP, though. Slow. He has so much HP.
I raise you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just...
Inferno Tower. Counters it.
Inferno Tower is just...
It's a pretty heavy elixir build, but it can do so many things on defense.
As long as your 2.6 elixir deck
is not running the Electro Dragon or Electro Wizard. Anybody who doesn't know Flash Royale right now is like...
What are we talking about?
Is thinking they're having a stroke here. Everything we're saying is just nonsense.
The 2.6 elixir deck.
S tier. It's just so good.
It's scary though, because they'll just be throwing spirits at you. Next thing you know, there's a golem running at your base.
Sneaky golem. That's that 2.8 sneaky golem.
Oh yeah.
So, unfortunately guys, we have to cut it off early. I hope you all had an amazing show, amazing time. Maybe you can plan to catch a movie this weekend at the theater that just opened up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But either way, we hope you have a good rest of your night. Any finishing words, DJ Big Mac?
The only stupid questions are the ones you didn't ask.
That's wisdom right there. Beautiful. And with that, we come to a close. Say it one more time.
The only stupid questions are the ones you didn't ask.
Maybe 6 feet is so far down.